Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Senate voting down a bill that would have increased background checks on guns. And the first three of those words are yellow-bellied cowards. And let's not forget gutless invertebrates, dastardly craven jellyfish. The giant pimp, known as the NRA, must be laughing hysterically after its paid lackeys turned their backs on an issue 90% of the American people support, and which 90% of Republicans voted against. A bill sponsored by both a Republican and a Democrat that was so watered down, it leaked moisture all through the chamber, would have supported two schools of goldfish. Senators that spoke, before scurrying down their wormhole to hell, whined that pro-gun forces punish politicians for votes, while pro-gun control forces don't. Nobody mentioned the right thing to do or making the country or our schools safer. You know, their job. The NRA claimed the bill would lead to a national gun registry, even though it included language that specifically prohibited such a thing. Besides, what's wrong with a national gun registry? You have to register a car. You need a card to take a book out of a library, for crumb's sake. Of course, some people are just more comfortable with guns than they are books. But this time, the NRA may have overreached, perpetrated an outrage too far, a revulsion too great, could very well have created a monster. Even the most casual voters tend to remember when someone stomps a puppy and then parties. Apparently, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal was right. The GOP is doomed to be the rich, white, anti-science, pro-gun, stupid party, and will slowly strangle in its own stubbornness until its gurgling incoherencies are no longer comprehensible. Couldn't happen soon enough to a nicer bunch of guys. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.